My next guest today joined me to talk about the upcoming Get Your Rear in Gear 5K. It's going to take place Saturday, March 2nd in Fort Worth. The event benefits the Colon Cancer Coalition. This is an issue that I care deeply about because I lost my father to colon cancer when I was 18. So raising awareness for me is vitally important because I don't want other families to go through what my family went through. Joining me in studio are Michelle Squires, the local event director of this year's Get Your Rear in Gear, and Dr. Vin Trang with Texas Oncology. Thank you both so much for being on the program today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Anna. I'm really excited to be here and have this opportunity to get the message of prevention and awareness out to the DFW area.
Dr. Trang, I want to start with you because over the past several years, there have been studies that have found that colon cancer is actually on the rise among millennials, which is why it is more important than ever to raise awareness about colon cancer.
That's true. The incidence of colon cancer in individuals older than 50 is on the decline due to increased awareness about screening. But what you talk about the increased frequency of colon cancer in millennials or the earlier, younger generations, is actually not related to more frequent screenings. Traditionally, people think, oh, well, we're screening, we're testing for it more, so naturally we'll find more colon cancers.
Doctors have always recommended that screenings start around the age of 50 unless you have a family history of colorectal cancer, and then you start earlier.
Exactly.
But for millennials, it may not even be on their radar. So why are we seeing an increase in the rate of colon cancer among young people?
The precise reason for this increase in frequency of colon cancers isn't fully understood, but we do know that it is not related to an increased frequency of screenings. It's not just that we're finding more colon cancers because we're doing more colonoscopies. It's there's something that we don't fully understand that's leading to the development of more colon cancers in an age group that traditionally was outside of this screening window.
Yeah. Right. Michelle, this issue is very personal for you. You're the local event director for this year's Get Your Rear in Gear, benefiting the Colon Cancer Coalition. But why is this personal for you? How has colon cancer affected you and your family?
Well, in 2009, my uncle was diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer. He was only 46 and really found it after ignoring some symptoms that he'd been having for a while. Fast forward 3 years later, he passed, and my mother, who had been his caregiver during his entire journey with colon cancer, was diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer. Mm.
Was she ignoring symptoms or did she not have symptoms?
She actually didn't have any symptoms. She did not present with symptoms. She was having her gallbladder removed, and the doctor found lesions all over her liver during that procedure.
And so it had already metastasized.
It had.
To the liver.
And my takeaway, knowing what I know now, is when her younger brother was diagnosed, someone should have had the conversation with her. You should start screening now, because she was 3 years older than he was. So I take this as an opportunity to get the message to others in my community that if you have a familial history, you should be talking to your doctor about that. If you have symptoms, you should be talking to your doctor about that. And you should also just be really proactive with your health. An active lifestyle and a healthy diet can mitigate some of the risks that are associated with colon cancer. And that is really what this event encompasses in total.
Making sure that people know what to be on the lookout for. So what are symptoms, if somebody is presenting symptoms, that they should be on the lookout for, Dr. Trang?
Right. So changes in the character or frequency of your bowel habits. Some people notice that the caliber of their stools are different. But by and large, the biggest thing is to notice darkened, dark, tarry, black stools. And that's a sign or a symptom of chronic blood loss from your large intestine. This is something that's incorporated into one of the methods of screening. The American Cancer Society's screening guidelines for colon cancer have recently been updated to include or to recommend starting at age 45 instead of age 50 for average risk individuals. And I think, kind of echoing what was said earlier, if there's a family history or if there's something that makes you think that you might be at an above average risk, then I think that's a discussion that you should have with your physician. But at a minimum, I think that age 45 is when this should start.
I know with my family history, my own personal physician said you should get a colonoscopy 10 years prior to your father's diagnosis. Is that what they told you, Michelle, as
yes,
well?
Yes, that's exactly what I was told. Actually, with the incidents of both my uncle and my mother, I started screening immediately. So at 25, I had my first colonoscopy, and I did it at 30, and I'm going to do it again next year. So I'm being very proactive with
this. We have
to
stay on top of it.
I definitely have to applaud you for that, because I'll tell you, it is not an easy sell to convince somebody to voluntarily go and get a colonoscopy. On the surface, asking someone to drink prep that makes them go to the bathroom for that entire night, then to agree to go to a doctor's office for someone to take a look.
Yeah, but it's 24 hours of discomfort based on if you are diagnosed and you have to go through chemotherapy or radiation. Trust me, I would much rather do the prep than have the latter.
Exactly. And what I'll say about the treatments for colon cancer, aside from the chemotherapies and the radiation therapies, the surgeries that are involved in the treatment of colon cancer not too infrequently result in permanent or semi-permanent requirements for an ostomy, which is essentially a pouch that is connected to your abdominal wall where your intestine empties into. So that's something that needs to be changed and definitely does affect quality of life. So kind of echoing what you're saying, when comparing the possibilities of all of that, all of the things that are associated with treatment, comparing that to 24 hours of prep and then the colonoscopy that follows, honestly, could be done once every 10 years. I think
But there are other types of screenings now. The colonoscopy is the best screening, but there are now the screenings where you send a sample to a lab, and that is much easier from the privacy of your own home, Dr. Trang.
That's correct. So I think one of the most important things to consider when thinking about colon cancer screening is comfort to the patient, availability, and ease of completing these tests. Not everybody will have access to a colonoscopy or to these procedures. Not everybody has the ability to take a prep, maybe because of work or another pre-existing medical condition. So there are at-home tests that are recommended that they're done annually that look for either blood in your stool or look for genetic material that might be consistent with colon cancer that are done on an annual basis that screen for things that might suggest colon cancer. The important thing to note here, though, is a positive result on any of the non-visual
or invasive
tests. These non-invasive tests are only as good as the follow-up on them. So if a positive test comes back, if you don't then go and get a colonoscopy, the whole procedure is
useless. My guest once again for this segment of the program is Michelle Squires, the local event director of this year's Get Your Rear in Gear 5K, benefiting the Colon Cancer Coalition. Also in studio, Dr. Vin Trang with Texas Oncology. We're talking about colon cancer awareness and the importance of screening. Now, coming up on Saturday, March 2nd at Trinity Park in Fort Worth, it's the annual Get Your Rear in Gear 5K, and it benefits the Colon Cancer Coalition, as I mentioned earlier, but it also kicks off the month of March, which is Colon Cancer Awareness Month. Michelle, you're the local event director of this year's Get Your Rear in Gear 5K. What can someone expect if they go out to the event on March 2nd?
Well, this year we have something really exciting happening. Mayor Price is going to be there that morning to present a proclamation declaring March as Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month for the city of Fort Worth. And it doesn't do anything more than just bring a little bit more awareness to this, some notoriety to the cause, and just really her stamp of approval that this is important to our community. I think that's really exciting this year. That's new and different. We're also adding a 10K component. If you really want to get your rear in gear, you're just going to loop that park twice. So that's exciting also. It's a fun event. We take a really serious topic and have some fun with it. You're going to see clever team names. I imagine you'll see a couple plastic rears on some of the participants. I just really think it's going to be a lot of fun.
It's a way of raising awareness, but also honoring those people who are colon cancer survivors or who are going through treatment or honoring someone that you've lost as well, Michelle.
Absolutely. We have a component of the race called the Blue Mile. You can buy a sign. It's a really nice corrugated plastic sign. It's not flimsy or floppy. And you can honor a caregiver, a survivor, a doctor, a nurse, a family, a friend, anybody that you want to say has played a part in your colon cancer journey.
Why this cause is important to you.
It really is.
It benefits the Colon Cancer Coalition. Some people may not be familiar with this nonprofit. What do you want them to know about the Colon Cancer Coalition and their work?
Yes. Well, the Colon Cancer Coalition is actually a coalition of people just like myself across the country. I think there are 38 events nationwide that are put on by volunteers like myself. We kind of take a grassroots effort that started in Edina, Minnesota, and we've made it a nationwide effort to raise awareness of the disease, to break the stigma of the disease, and to really promote prevention through screening.
A lot of people are embarrassed to talk about this issue, but
yes,
it's so very important. You know, years ago, people don't remember, but a lot of women and men did not like talking about breast cancer, and we've broken through that stigma, so now it's time to break through the stigma, Dr. Trang, of talking about colon cancer, your risk, what you need to be on the lookout for, and the importance of screenings.
Exactly. And I think that's a very important thing to point out, that in the last 10 to 20 years, we've seen a dramatic increase in the awareness around screening for breast cancer. And colorectal cancer is one of the few, I'd say, one of the few cancers that that an effective method of screening does exist for. And
it's one of the most preventable forms,
exactly,
of cancer if caught early.
Right.
So if you have your screenings, they can immediately get that polyp out and prevent the cancer,
mm-hmm,
or there's treatments available unless it's caught at stage four.
Exactly. And what I say about stage four is that even though the opportunity for cure may not be there, there are still treatments that can be aimed at improving the quantity of life, and at the same time helping the patient do the things that they like doing for as long as they can. We do know that the probability of having a polyp increases with age, and a polyp is an abnormality that is found in the large intestine. Many of them eventually turn into cancer, but some of them are precancerous, and with colonoscopies or with some of these other interventions, these polyps can be intervened upon before they even begin to cause any trouble. What I do really like to say is the best oncologist that you can have is the one that you never end up seeing. And I would trade in right now if I could not see another colon cancer patient, knowing that we'd prevent those,
yeah,
colon cancers, I would take that in a heartbeat.
Knowing the journey that the family,
exactly,
is going to have to take on. What's so sad is that even though colon cancer is the most preventable form of cancer, it is the second leading cause of death from cancer in men and the third leading cause of death from cancer in women. And that's why it is so important to raise awareness and to increase screenings, the number of screenings. And that is what the Get Your Rear in Gear 5K is all about. Michelle, how can people sign up?
You can go to www.coloncancercoalition.org and search all events, actually, that are going on, not just the Fort Worth event. There's a pretty easy link there to sign up and register.
And that's at coloncancercoalition.org?
Correct.
And the money raised will go towards research or what?
That's something really unique about the Get Your Rear in Gear series. Money raised benefits local programs where the events are being held. So 75% of what we raise will go back into the community. Our grant recipients in the past have been the Moncrief Foundation and Cancer Care Services of Fort Worth. These are more patient support programs than preventative programs, but given my history, I felt it was really important that the families that are in the midst of this struggle know that they have somewhere to go and they can receive financial, social, and emotional support.
And you can find out more at coloncancercoalition.org and just click on the link for the Fort Worth event. It's coming up Saturday, March 2nd at Trinity Park in Fort Worth. It's the annual Get Your Rear in Gear. Love to see you out there. I want to thank my guests for this segment of the program. Michelle Squires, the local event director for this year's Get Your Rear in Gear, and also Dr. Vin Trang with Texas Oncology. Thank you both so much for being on the program.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.